About this time, the Emperor Augustus put forth an edict, ordaining that all the folk of the whole world should be registered. This was when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and it was the first time that such a thing had been done. Say, nobody gaed to be registered, ilkane till his ain tune, Joseph among the lave. He belonged to the stoke and family of David, and say it was to David's tune, Bethlehem and Judea, that he gaed doon frae Nazareth and Galilee, for to gie in his name, takin' Mary it was handfasted till him wi' him. She was booking gin this, and when they were in Bethlehem, she come till her time and brought home her firstborn son. She swealed the bairn in a barry and bedded him in a heck, sin there was nae room for them until the inn. Now of that same pairt, there were a wheen herds biding there out in the hill and keeping guard out their hirsel at night. Sudden, an angel of the Lord came and stood afore them, and the glory of the Lord sheened about them, and they were unkily frighted. But the angel said to them, "Binna nane afeard, I bring ye good news of great blithness for the hale folk. This day in David's town, a Saviour has been born till ye, Christ the Lord. This gate ye's ken is as een as I say. Ye will find a newborn bairn swealed in a barry and liggin' until a heck." Signing a glyph, an anchor throng of the airbys of heaven caeth beside the angel, gien Lord to God, and Lilton, "Glory to God i' the heicht o' heaven, and peace on the earth to men he delights in." When the angels quat them and gaed back till heaven, the herds said to Luther, "Come, let us gang over by to Bethlehem and see this anchor the Lord has made kent to us." Say they hied out to Bethlehem what they could drive, and found Mary and Joseph there with the newborn babe liggin' until the heck. And when they saw him, they let folk ken what had been said to them anent the bairn. Obody fairly to hear what the herds told them. But Mary keepit all their things lown, and kissed them through her mind her lane. Syne the herds get back to their hirsel, praising and rousing God for all that they had heard and seen. All thing had been in as they were told.